SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Prada. I'm Scott Jackson, and don't forget to give us a follow on Twitter, SB Nation Radio, and hit us up on the Facebook fan page and like us. And that way you can comment and tell us how stupid we are.
While you like us.
Well, yeah, even while you like us, you can still tell us we're stupid.
You know, the criticism I get from people are from the people that like me most. So, you know.
Well, that's always a sign of love, I suppose.
Yeah, so love us, hate us, you know, do it.
We'll roll with the punches either way. All right, right now, a guy that is universally loved from SB Nation, DC weekend editor. And
nice segue, nice segue.
No problem. Dan Schifferow with us here on SB Nation Radio. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing? Thanks for the compliment, by the way, Scott.
Oh, no problem. No problem, Dan. Hey, by the way,
Dan, I hate you.
Mike, on the other hand, hates you guys. Let's start with your story that was out earlier this week about your column on the Redskins' need with that 10 pick and, of course, the need for defense, because that was the sorriest unit most of the year last season. And, boy, we had obviously all the units weren't great, but that one was particularly bad. And the fact that that is really what the Redskins need to take at that 10 spot, you know, no matter how things break. And you're pretty strong with this, although most of the mocks, as you know, right now, looking at Redskins with a wide receiver, perhaps even quarterback if some things break that way. Mm-hmm. Tell us why that is absolutely insane. And I, by the way, do agree with you.
All right. Well, when Mike Shanahan made that decision a year ago to go to the 3-4 defense, that's not a win-now type of move. Because remember, we were all kind of debating whether or not they want to win now or build for the future. That is certainly a long-term investment because they didn't have the personnel to run a 3-4, and they basically plugged in a bunch of guys that were playing out of position, and obviously it showed up during the year, and they finished ranked 31st overall. So going into this year's draft, they need to start investing in that 3-4 defense if they want any long-term success. And for them, the three big positions that they really were lacking at were, of course, the nose tackle. It all starts up front. You got to have a good nose tackle. They didn't have great play from defensive end spot, even though Adam Carriker got better as the year went on, but it's not like he was a great player. And then, of course, last but not least, they needed a guy opposite of Brian Arakpo to really put pressure on the quarterback and just wreak havoc because he was taking on double teams as the year went on. And even though he finished the year with 8.5 sacks, he started out hot and then got cold as the year went on because teams just realized if they just key on Brian, then good things will happen because Lorenzo Alexander and Andre Carter weren't going to be able to do anything. So they really, really need to focus on defense in this draft. They only drafted one defensive player last year in Perry Riley. And this year it needs to be somewhat of the reverse, you know, in a dream scenario. But with that 10th pick, you know, you're going to get somebody who's going to be really, really talented, someone who's going to come in and start for you. So they really, really need to go defense here because if they go offense, then you're talking about, you know, maybe the offense gets better, but then the defense kind of stays the same and they can't afford to do that.
So I buy the premise that defense matters. And I think it's very important. I agree. They need a lot of pieces there. What I want to hear more about is why defense over. To me, I feel like this team has like holes everywhere. I think they need everything. I think they need a quarterback. I think they need more offensive line help. I think they could use another good wide receiver. I think they desperately need better defenders. Like, I think they need everything. So why – I get why defense matters, but why defense over any of those roles and taking the best player available, you know, to fill those roles rather than maybe, you know, you reach on a defensive player? Why defense over everything?
Well, if you look at their needs, I mean, along the offensive line, their needs are particularly on the interior, so guards and center. They had two natural centers playing guard, and then a center who was inconsistent with Casey Ravach. So that's what you're talking about when you're talking about the offensive line needs. But in most drafts, guards and centers don't go in the top 10, and the Redskins have the 10th pick. So it's very rare that a player who plays an interior line position is going to grade out to be at the 10th overall pick. And as for quarterback, you know, the top two quarterbacks in this draft are Blaine Gabbert and Cam Newton, but those guys are projected to be gone by the time the Redskins pick. Now, if Blaine Gabbert fell to 10, you know, would Mike Shanahan probably think about it? Of course he would. But I don't think that that's going to happen, and even if Cam Newton was there, I don't see Cam Newton as the type of guy that Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan would want to build their offense around. So that being said, you really still have to go defense because you're going to have a lot of defensive studs in this draft. It's pretty deep, particularly along positions like linebacker and defensive end and defensive tackle. So you got to go with the strengths of the draft versus the needs of your team. And if you do that, defense is clearly the way to go.
Well, D-line is very – everybody's just raving about the D-lineman, and there may not be all that much difference between a guy you take 10th or, I don't know, say 20th or somewhere down the first round. Now, I know every Redskin fan says this. Every Redskin media member says this. Whether or not it could actually happen in practice remains to be seen. Moving back and picking up some picks, is there any – inkling out there of a team that really is going to be chomping at the bit to jump to that 10 spot, possibly for a guy like Julio Jones if he falls there, or somebody else who may be there? Is there any team that's really high on that guy where, you know what, the Redskins may actually be able to move back and actually acquire picks for once in a draft?
Oh, yeah, sure. It seems like St. Louis is really high on Julio Jones, and they pick at 14th, I believe. And if the Redskins were able to have a situation where Julio Jones fell to 10, I'm sure they would do whatever they needed to do to trade up into that 10 spot. And another good thing about this particular situation is because of the CBA, and you know that once the CBA issues get resolved, there's probably going to be a rookie pay scale. So people would be more willing to trade up from a lower spot because they know that the money is not going to be as big of a deal. Another team that's looking to trade up, from what I see, is New England. They obviously have a boatload of picks, so they can afford to do so. So I think that that's going to be a situation worth watching to see what New England is going to do and to see what St. Louis is going to do, because St. Louis is definitely high on Julio Jones, and as it stands now, it doesn't look like Julio Jones is going to be able to fall to 14. So they're probably going to be trading up for somebody because they drafted Sam Bradford last year, they drafted an O-lineman the year before, and now they need to start adding some playmakers. So if he's dangling there at number 10, I'm pretty sure the Redskins are going to do whatever they need to do to get some extra picks, particularly either the third or fourth round picks that they lost to Donovan McNabb / Jamal Brown trades from a year ago. So that's definitely an avenue we all would want them to go in. But like you said, it's just one of those scenarios that everyone wants, but it rarely actually happens. But it could actually happen this year.
That would be nice. You're right. It almost never happens. But you know, I think we can all agree, you know, that Von Miller is the ideal guy. You know, and but you talked about, I mean, even though there's some people that say he's going to fall, I think we can say chances are he won't.
Right.
So besides him, you mentioned a number of names. Just talk about who you think is ideal for what they need besides Von Miller.
Well, when you're talking about the other guys, you're talking about a group that has guys like Robert Quinn, kind of a hybrid defensive end / linebacker out of UNC, J.J. Watt, defensive end out of Wisconsin. And it depends on which position they would like to go. They're going to have basically their lot of pretty good defensive ends and pretty good linebackers, but in guys like Quinn's case, they're going to have to convert him from a defensive end to a linebacker. So the key there is, at that 10 spot, not necessarily going tackle, because from what it seems like, there's not a defensive tackle who will be there at 10 who will grade out to be a top 10 pick, because the guys like Nick Fairley and them were going to be already picked. So pretty much you're looking for either a defensive end with size who can easily translate to a 3-4 defense like J.J. Watt, or a defensive end in college who can convert to an outside linebacker like Quinn, or Akeem Ayers at UCLA who already plays linebacker. So at that 10 spot, you're looking at either linebacker or defensive end. And if they trade down, then you can start talking about the nose tackles, because the projected nose tackles are all supposed to go in that late first, early second round window.
Dan Schifferow with us here from SB Nation DC, the weekend editor and columnist with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, Dan, now later in the draft, the second round pick, first of all, at that position, are you still thinking defense for this team, or do you think at that point is where you could grab a skill position player of need, whether it be quarterback or say one of these, you know, running backs even that you would be high on, or wide receivers would be there at that point?
Well, there's a lot of things they could do at that second-round pick. The first thing is, like you said, quarterback. There's a lot of options there, because there's a lot of quarterbacks who do grade out to be second-round picks. Jake Locker, for instance, if he fell all the way to the second round, you know, Mike Shanahan loved him a year ago.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure he would want to take him there, because that would be good value for him. Obviously, Kaepernick, and even if Christian Ponder, if he graded out well with the Redskins, that is a possibility. So I'm not sure he's supposed to kind of fall further than that. On defense, like I mentioned, the nose tackles are supposed to fall in that area, so that could be another area where they try and pick up another defensive guy. But one skill position player that has been linked with the Redskins in the last few weeks, which I find very interesting, is running back Ryan Williams out of Virginia Tech.
Yes.
And he fits that Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, one cut and go type of running back. And then you might say, well, this is Mike Shanahan. Why would he draft a running back in the second round? I mean, he can get me to come in there and rush for 1,000 yards. Well, in some cases, he does draft guys in the second round. Like in 2004, he drafted Tatum Bell with the pick he got from the Redskins. And in 2002, he drafted, of course, Clinton Portis. So he compares favorably, Williams does, to Portis back in 2002, though he might not have the elite speed that Portis did back then. He still has the great instincts and the great, you know, one-cut ability and just to make the quick decisions and go. So that could be a guy the Redskins might look at if he's available. So we'll see.
Plus, you could sell his jersey, which the owner would love. I mean, you know, Virginia Tech guy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, of course. Everyone, it'll be an easy. It's an easy sell for the fan base.
Yes.
And also, his name is also Williams. You can do a lot of things with that name.
There you go.
Is there real quick? Is there any other? What other players kind of who could go late, even later than second round? Do you kind of think are sleepers or diamonds in the rough that might help the Redskins?
I'd say what they would look for is probably skill position guys. One guy that I'm looking at is, even though, you know, I'm a hometown guy again, with D'Rell Scott out of Maryland, running back out of Maryland. He's a guy who has deceptive speed. He has some size to him, but I could see him fitting in very, very well if you get him late, you know, probably with one of the fifth-round picks that they got. Because remember, the Redskins don't have third or fourth-round picks that stand right now. They have two fifths. Two fifths, the sixth, and three sevenths. So, you know, they're going to be living on the last day of the draft. That's where they're going to be making their money. So I'm sure they're going to be looking at some of the skill position guys, because particularly if they go defense early, and that would be, of course, you know, wide receiver, maybe some guards. You can get some guards and centers back there. So I'll be looking for them to really fill out whatever secondary needs they have in the draft in those last days, unless, you know, somebody just falls that they would never expect to fall. So that's where I would go.
All right. Well, good stuff, Dan. Appreciate it as always. Dan Schifrow from the SB Nation DC Weekend Editor's Desk and, of course, columnist with us here on SB Nation Radio. Man, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Dan Schifrow with us here on SB Nation Radio. Got lots of people to thank. Tariq El-Bashir, Dan, who you just heard from, and ourselves.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. And thank me, Scott Jackson. And thanks to Othello for taking care of business last week with me, and then, of course, this week taking care of the show as well.
Also, thank you for making sure I wasn't in a Wally Pipp situation.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about that after the show. All right. Until next week, be sure to check out the website, SB Nation DC. It has all your DC sports needs. And until next week, we'll talk to you then. SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan.